Are you ready to be in the spotlight? Are you ready to share your story with the world? Well, Snails with No Shells is where you need to be. Available on all digital platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door.
Where did we go wrong? We were doing so well.
Greetings, greetings, beautiful ones. I am Miss BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. That's my only rule. Relax, just be you. It's okay. All right, now I'm going to bring my next amazing guest. She is beautiful, talented. I can go on and on. Let's get her out here. Authoress SWD.
Hi.
Greetings. Thank you for coming to Snails with No Shells.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes. All right. So this is Stephanie White. Okay. Stephanie White is a person who makes decisions based on facts. Her personal experience makes her wiser. She has come to the acceptance of learning people for who they are. She is strong in faith and family oriented. Despite the complication in her health and personal setbacks, she still continues to pursue her dreams. That's Stephanie right. inspires people to see the best version of themselves. She thrives off her mother's favorite quote, "Perseverance is key."
Yes.
I love that. I love that. All right. So authors, let's get into it. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia.
Okay. Hampton, Virginia. So what was it like growing up in Hampton, Virginia?
Actually, I would like to say Hampton and New Paneus, Virginia, because mostly New Paneus, but as well as Hampton. So both.
And how did you pronounce that?
Newport News.
It's Newport. I always say Newport News.
Yeah, Newport News.
It's Newport.
Hey.
It's Newport News, y'all. I've been saying it wrong all this time. Y'all know I'm not from there.
Correct. That's just the way I've been saying it.
Okay, that's just like some people here say Albany, Georgia, but most people say Albany. Albany, yeah. Georgia. So I guess it's where you're from. So what was it like? What was it like growing up there?
I love it growing up. When I was coming up, it was like the community, like everybody pretty much raises your child. Like everybody was your mom when your mom wasn't home. Like while my mother worked, the neighbors was there to be of support. It would be great if we actually had that same system today. I don't see as much of it today, but it would be great if it could come back to that way, you know? Because it was fun. Like all my friends was outside. You know, you have to be in the house when the lights go, when the lights down, you be in the house, when the street light come on, you know to go inside. Yes, yes. Your neighbors be right there. If your mom coming in late, she'd be like, no, come sit on this porch. It was great. I had a great childhood. Single mom. She did the best she could. She did great, actually. She had four children, and we never lacked without. We stayed in housing, but even though we stayed in housing, it was like, every 3 to 4 years, she would redress the house up with furniture, repaint the walls, the curtains be different, the home interior, all different types of colors. We didn't have silver, gold, black, you name it. It was like, it was nice. It was nice. I'm grateful for my mom. She was awesome.
So your mother is also a creative spirit like you.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That would explain some things. So, yes. Yeah. So I think most people that I interview, we always talk about how childhood pretty much was, it was good times back then.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely. So in school, did you play any sports or did you do any cheering or anything like that?
I started off with cheerleading, but it had last like a week. I didn't want to show my legs. It was
like, you serious?
Yes, I'm so serious. You know, I did get compliments on my leg, but I was shy. I didn't want to show my legs. So I didn't do the cheerleading so much. I did play the basketball. I did basketball from 8th grade through 11th grade. But then when the money started rolling in, when I started working, I was like, I'd rather get paid than play basketball. So that's kind of how that worked out.
Okay. Okay. I understand that. I do. Okay. So what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, as far as coming up, I wanted to, I had several things on my list. That was great. I had dentist on my mind. I had been like a private investigator, but the person that do the research, like forensics. I had wanted to do forensics, stuff like that. And I always wanted to write, you know. I was writing ever since I was a child, you know, as far as expressing whatever was on my mind, like writing in the journal, you know. And then, you know, you close it up and you tuck it away. Don't want nobody to be seeing what you can put in there. That was pretty much me. But I actually fulfilled my goal. I was able to write, get the books out. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful I actually was able to pursue and get something done that I've been wanting to do for a while. So,
okay. So you said you wanted to be a forensic. You wanted to be into forensics. Wow.
Yeah.
First time I've heard that one. That was very original. Okay.
Yeah, considering it. Still considering it. Never too late.
Not to play basketball, we had to wear shorts.
Yes, and I was shy. I had to break the shyness from that too.
Did you? All the things we must overcome. Boy, yes. I tell you the truth.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and then, look, you just say you're an author, but this says you inspired people to see a better version of themselves. Are you sure you don't have a coaching business in the works?
I'm more like a go-to person. Mm-hmm. I listen, you know, I'm not about negativity. My life consists of positivity.
Yes.
We go through challenges. Even though we go through challenges, we just got to push ourselves to move forward. You know, we can't focus on like what's going on. We can't focus on it now. If it's baby steps, step by step, just take those steps and just keep pushing. Because as long as you keep pushing, doing a little bit and a little bit at a time, you're making progress. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had to apply those same rules to myself because I had some challenging moments. I mean, I'm still dealing with some challenging moments, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, but through these challenging moments, I have went from working like all my life to not working at all. That itself was like a big impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. You know, and it was depressing. Mm-hmm. I'm not being one, like being in the house. So it took a lot of something to get used to. So I had to occupy my time. So that's when I started like writing my poems, getting the poems together that I have written previously, you know, and collaborate everything, keeping my mind busy and still being able to be there for my family as well as my family being there for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for my family because through my trial and error of what I went through when I hadn't worked for a while due to health situation, they was there. They helped inspire me. They helped push me. So why not give it back?
You know, yes.
Why not push it? Why not give it back? Why not help others? You know, and even before my health concern, you know, took place, like I said, I was always the go-to person. Like people would come to me for anything, like dealing with certain situations, dealing with finances. I'm good with finances because I've always been able to handle and manage my own. And if I didn't know it, I'm going to find the answer to figure it out. Or if someone come to ask me for help and assistance, I'm going to read up about it and get all the details and know the facts about it and then help and present it to them. And then say, hey, don't lean on my decision. You have to make your own decision. I'm just sharing this with you. So, you know, it's something to think about along with other things. But at the day, you make your own final choice. You know, you make your own final choice. But if it was me, I may go this route. Do it that
right. way. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. So as far as that your health issue, do you want to go into details with that? Or were you just
not too much with it, but I just know like I was working and it started off when I was working and I was having pain going down my leg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I ended up having surgery. I ended up feeling better from that. But the pain was so severe, like, I couldn't walk. And the doctor was like, if I would have kept walking, I would have shifted over to the opposite side. And I paralyzed myself. But the grace of God, yes, they stopped it. And I was able to get back going and start back walking. So I was doing good. And then I ended up going into two incidents. The first incident, I still kept trying to push my way through, even though I was dealing with difficulties after an accident. And then on the second accident, it seemed like it just threw me out of whack. So it was like restarting myself all over again. But like I say, God is good.
Yes.
God is good. I say God is good, God is good. you just don't know, because when you trigger back into not being able to think, do the things that you used to do,
mm-hmm,
it is so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And you just be like, you try to
take it for granted. We take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. You try to push yourself, and you try to push yourself for your family. You try to push yourself for your loved ones around, because you don't want them to put it like this. When you're going through something, everybody around you, it affects everyone. Mm-hmm. And you don't want everybody to be affected. So you want everybody to be, you know, feeling joy or feeling uplifted the best way that they possibly can. You don't want to upset nobody, even though you're going through what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. You
know? But at the same token, you have to let them know, like, hey, I am in pain, but mm-hmm, it's not going to get the best of me. I'm going to get the best of it. And that's how I push forward with it. And that's how I push forward when I'm talking to everybody else too. Like, you can't let your situation get the best of you. You got to get the best of it. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand. Thank you for sharing that, because I really feel and truly feel like somebody needs to hear that. You know, when you're dealing with certain health issues, that you need to, you don't need to be pushing through. You need to sit, you know, you need to sit down, you know, so somebody could be going through the exact same thing that you're going, yeah, that you're through in that moment. So they start to hear, you know, about you and what you advise. And that's such a trip how, especially as moms, and,
yeah,
you know, how we are so considerate about everybody else.
Yeah, I get
in those times, like when you're feeling, it's like even when you, you know, because I've dealt with depression too, so I know, right, what that's like. And you're trying to, you're like, I don't even have time to be depressed, because I'm trying to fake a smile for the family, for the kids. You know, you can't really,
that's true,
just be depressed. But right, you can, but it's like, but you got other people to take in consideration. So you're trying to act like everything is all good, right, which is at the end of the day, that's not the best way to be, because you really need to be truthful and be honest about what's going on with you and your mental health. I'm a mental health, right, advocate. I'm like every Monday, you know, you send me on Facebook,
yes, yes,
talking about mental health and how important it is, especially for Black women, especially, right, you know, that's my, you know, one of my major concerns, and our men too, but especially for us, because there's a lot of single moms, you know, right, what I mean? And a lot of times they don't have time to take that time out to sit out because they're dealing with things mentally. You understand what I'm saying? But it's so important. It just takes a few minutes a day to just do little things for your mental health, you know? So I get it. I understand. I do.
Yes.
I do. And I, when you were talking about how, you know, you had to relearn things, you know, I guess it could be as far as, like I said, walking or riding or whatever. We take things like that for granted. We always assume that we're going to wake up in the morning and that we're going to be able to walk and talk, mm-hmm, and be in our right minds. That's what I think about when I, you know, being a church little growing up, how you hear the deacon or somebody be like, and thank you for waking me up and keeping me in my right mind, right? And as you get older, you like, and you see people, because my grandmother, she,
mm-hmm,
had Alzheimer's. So I saw what it looked like. So wake up and not be in your right mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh God, I understand now. I understand, like, really. So it's definitely a blessing.
That is true. I, you know, during the time, through my mother's passing,
mm-hmm,
when we went to go pick her up, like before she even went into to the hospital, and I was trying to help assist my mom to like get in the car. I had just got off work. This when I was working. This was back in 2004,
mm-hmm,
and I went to go assist her. And my mother was strong-willed. She's a strong-willed woman, but at that period of time, it was like my mother reversed. It was like she was talking as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it was challenging to when we got to the hospital. And then from that point, she ended up going into a coma, like just like that. Yeah. And it was challenging. So I understand, like when you was talking about the Alzheimer, I understand how that can affect it too, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I understand on that totally, because I was across that path too.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you look at, you know, look at life differently when you experience different things, you know, with different people in different situations. So yeah. So I understand you. You understand me. We're good.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we're gonna lighten it up. We're gonna lighten it up a little bit. Let's get into this. Let's get into this poetry. We're gonna keep it light and lovely. But I mean, at the same time, especially talking about mental health, life. I was saying that that's like you're gonna have ups and downs.
Right. It's life.
Up and bad. That's ebbs and flows. That's life. That's how it is. You know, you just gotta find. Now we're just finding something good to, you know, to think about and talk about,
and to be grateful for it. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Be grateful. Have to be grateful.
Yeah. Yes. Because I truly believe that we have certain experiences in our lives so that we can really truly see what it feels like to be in someone's shoes or in that situation. So
yes.
Empathetic to that so that you can be relatable to other people when they come to you. You're like, yes, I have experienced that. So yes. I do know how you feel, you know, because, you know, people are not going to listen to you if you hadn't dealt with it.
That is correct.
Plain period. They don't want to hear like, you don't know. You have an experience that you can't tell me.
Right.
It's like, you know, and for the most part, when you have experienced it, you're not trying to tell them anything. You're advising. You're saying, well, if I were you, I could tell you what I went through.
Right.
What I would do. You're not even telling nobody you should do this because you're not, because you've been through it. So you know what it's like. So
trust me, I have experienced a lot in life that I can share a lot in life. But like I say, through our experience, we grow, we learn, we move forward, we become wiser from it. Like, no, I never crossed that path again. No, I didn't do that again. Or you know what to do going forward, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And then that's how you become just this big pot of just knowledge and wealth and you know, because you've been through so much.
That
you're
is true.
The person to come to for that kind of advice. So. Yeah, so we should be grateful for what we go through, because you're definitely going to help somebody else. Somebody going to need you.
Yes.
Sometimes it could be somebody in your family, or it might be a stranger, somebody you don't even know, you know?
Yes, I get that too sometimes.
I
be like, I wonder why, but then I don't know. Maybe it's the smile that people just talking to me, and I'll be like, okay. But then I find myself sharing, you know, things with them, because I'm a very realistic, relatable person. And that's pretty much what my poems are about. They're realistic and relatable, like the things I dealt with or things that I seen other people may have experienced and dealt with. And it stays on my mind and, you know, it goes down on paper as well. But most of my poems is based off of things that I've dealt with or my surroundings, because it needed to be shared. I wasn't going to share it, but it does need to be shared. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. Like,
yeah,
it was something I used to relate back. I was like, okay, well, yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, did I write that?
You did. You're right.
Yes.
Yes. Something. And the very thing we don't want to share, eventually we're going to have to, because you could save someone's life, or, you know, you could save a thousand people's lives. Just that one thing that you didn't want to share, you know? So I'm working on that. I'm working up to that. You know what I mean? So let's get into your poetry. Since you said poetry, that's a segue to let's get into it. All right. So how many poetry books do you have?
I have two. I have 40 in one. I have 40 poems in one book, that It Is What It Is book, which is this book right here.
Good. You can read one.
Uh-huh. What else we see? I have the For What Reason book.
Okay.
This one have, I believe, like 38 poems inside of it.
Okay. Okay. So hold up the first one. Why you put it down so fast? Stephanie, Miss Stephanie White. Let me see. Now, what's the title? What is it called?
It Is What It Is.
It Is What It Is. So what inspired this book?
Life itself. Like I was saying earlier, realistic, relatable, going through the emotions, dealing in relationships, you know, the trial and error, the ups and downs, you know, when you sit back and you think and you just go down on paper.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular reason why you did 40 or it just happened to be 40?
It happened to be 40. Like throughout my course of life, like some of my poems I have written, like throughout trial and error, I've written them and I set them aside. But since I'm no longer working, like I mentioned, I was able to like get it all together, you know, as well as my daughters. They help like get my poems together, collaborate and help me fulfill, you know, my dreams. Mm-hmm. So I was able to put them all together and put it in there. And even myself was going back and I was like, wow, how about that?
Wow. Okay, now, so now you need to read this one. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, okay. She put me on the spot.
I am.
Let me see. I would do no show. Okay. All right. I wait, no show. I waited. No show. The clock continued to click. No show. How low can you go? It's all good though. You continue this road. One day you will wait. I will not show. You there. I'm not. You wait. No show. You wait. Still no show. Now you know how I felt. With no show.
I love it. That sounds like that was inspired by a relationship. I'm just saying that's just how it was.
Yes. Yes. Like this first book is mostly like dealing with relationship. You know, if anyone like involved in relationship, then it's good for them to read, you know. But I said it was for a mature audience, but if they're already active and they're involved, then it's a good book for them to read. You know, it's realistic. Like I said, it's very relatable. You know, we all have trial and error. We all have the good and the bad. It got some good points in here, too. Mm-hmm. And it has some emotional points in here. To me, it's from the heart. It's good.
Yes, yes, that's what matters. If it's from the heart, that's all that matters. All right, book number two. Hold it up. Let's see it.
This one right here, For a Reason. This one is more so based like, my mother is a lot in this book right here. Mm-hmm. Based on, I love my mom. Y'all may hear me talk about my mom, and I miss her so much since 2004. But She's the key. She holds a lot to my life. I miss her. I love her dearly. You know, but she's a lot of the inspiration, like, with my mother, talking about in regards with my mom in the book, like how I miss her, you know, because it's a lot of us, where some of us, you know, where our mother passed on, transition, it would help them out a lot. And even when we deal with our loved ones that may be going through things, it's just to let them know, like, hey, we still here when you're ready, you know, we're not going anywhere. Because sometimes when your family members go through something, some of us may walk away. Some of us might attack them at their low point. You shouldn't attack when they're at their low point. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to help reason them, but it's not for you to. They have to want to do for themselves, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know, and the poem, one of the poems, or some of the poems in here is basically saying, when you're ready, we're here. You know, we're here for you, but we want you to be ready for you. When you come, for us to be ready for you too, you know, dealing in that. And then the other version, it is dealing in relation. But like they say, you know, I might think my book is like fantastic and awesome, and somebody else might be like, nah. But check it out, it's worth it. You know, everybody has their own personal opinion, you know.
That's right, they do.
And I'm just being honest with that.
Yeah.
Did you want me to find a version in here too?
Yes. I don't know why you're asking that. You thought I was gonna let you slide with that? No. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Okay. Hi. Let me see. I'm gonna do Noble One. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hair done or undone, pimple face with no disgrace. bright skin, dark skin, fabulous and wonderfully made, flat booty, big booty, an exquisite bomb chick, hair connected to the sun, nourished way down deep, upbringing the rays of sunshine and ultimate glow. Purity and godness come from ancient souls, watching and directing, allowing the inner soul to shine bright, listening to our ancestors, keeping deep rooted, and being a noble one.
I can't whistle. I love that. That is so inspiring, and just, you know, just makes you feel so good, and just be, and to be proud of your body type.
Yeah,
love it. So what actually inspired that one? I love it.
Yeah, because you know, yeah, you listen to some fellas sometimes. Like, oh, she got a cute face. Oh, she got a cute smile. You know, they be saying too much, and I'll be like, I look good. Like,
I know
this
right.
Is me. Like, it's so many beautiful women out here. Like, we look good, whether no matter how we shape or whatever it is, we look good because it's always something good within us. I mean, we're fabulous, wonderfully made, you know, even though you may be a little bigger than others, you might be skinny, or you might just be just that. But hey, we still look good. We're great. We're awesome. You know,
that's
so
right.
Like, I don't care if my butt flat or if I had a round plump, it don't matter. I'm still the bomb chick. Okay. Like, this is what you get. Like,
that's right. That's right. And it is definitely more important to be that, to, you know, the inner person, to be beautiful on the inside.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm wise and I'm good. I'm the whole total package.
TP. Total package. I love it.
Yes, because, you know, yes. Whew, like I told you, like, even dealing with my health scenarios and things like that, it doesn't matter. I'm still good. I'm still all that plus more, because you got to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, who's going to love you?
That's right. That's right. Now tell me, people, how can y'all not love Authoress SWD? Please tell me that. How can you not love her? She is amazing. Oh, she is an author. She's a poet. And we did a virtual poet, what would you call that? Virtual poet show, virtual poet show. a virtual poetry reading on Facebook a few weeks ago, and it was amazing. And what you just heard just now, that's just a couple of things. She had a couple of nice poems with some music added to the background. She dope.
Thank you.
Definitely,
thank
yeah. You are absolutely dope. Yeah, definitely check her out. Check her out. I love it. So before we come to a close, is there anything, a word of encouragement, advice, or anything you would like to give to someone in the audience?
Yes, like, never think that you can't, because you always can. And no matter what you go through, what obstacles you face, you still can fulfill the journey and the dream that you want to proceed with. So it may take little baby steps. It may take a little longer than others. Or no matter what, don't worry about that. Just keep doing them steps until you get there. You will make it. Yeah. And it's manageable. That's all. Because I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Baby steps is manageable. I have my highs and lows. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. None of us are. You know, don't put yourself in perfect shoes. I'm telling you, people that fall short, like, you can fall short, like, start off slow and finish awesomely, you know. So, and it's not matter. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish. And don't never, ever give up. Not to be so talkative.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, also, let the people know where they can find you, because this is going to be on audio too, so they won't be able to see that ticker going across.
Okay. My website page is www.authoresswd.com. That's www.authoresswd.com. And you can go on my Instagram. Everything, all the platforms is Authoress SWD.
Okay.
It's Authoress SWD. And check out my Linktree, the audio version. And it's on like Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. Just check it out.
Most digital platforms. Yes. Thank you so much. I have really enjoyed this conversation. I knew that I would. I couldn't wait to get you on here just to get some of that energy. Because sometimes even people, you know, me, I'm putting out energy, I'm spreading joy, but I need to get some too. You know, I fill up and I pour out and I need to be refilled too, you know. So
I can only so much. Thank you. A lot of times I can be shy. Seriously, I'm grateful. Thank you for having me. I'm working towards that. See, that's a goal for me.
We still got goals still. So before I go, I first want to say, join me on Patreon, fam. I'm on Patreon, patreon.com, Ms. BJ Martin. And make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Let's get these videos, you know, around so people can see. Who's who? We have a lot of people. I call them closet entrepreneurs sometimes. They're either in the closet and they didn't have them come out. They're making these awesome hamburgers, writing poetry, and their own neighbor don't even know, you know, what they're doing. And they just haven't had the exposure. So help me to help our people.
Yeah, and I thank you for helping me because I'm in-house. I need to get more into like social media. I have the pages up. But I'm not a big fan of actually being on social media.
We got to get used to it. You're going to have to become
a fan. My way there. So if y'all interested, I am so grateful and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to everybody that, you know, there for me, support me any kind of way. YouTube, BJU, Vanessa, Marissa, all the people that purchased my book, just been there for me. I'm just grateful overall because, you know, y'all not helping me, you know me. I'm grateful.
Yeah. And I am too. I am full of gratitude as well. I am full of gratitude as well. Thank you.
I got to work towards trying to get out this house more. So that's
I think we all do. I think we all do. We will.
Yeah, I'm working there. But thank you.
Thank you. And like I said, you guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And before we go, I would just like to say, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary.
That's right.
I love y'all.
I love that.